Welcome to the Parrot Care Sessions, produced by Talking Naturally, exclusively for the World Parrot Trust. This is a series of in-depth conversations with leading experts, helping you to discover better ways to live with and care for your feathered friends. Hello, today on the Parrot Care Sessions, I'm talking with Dr. Ellen K. Cook. Dr. Cook has been practicing small animal medicine since 1975. In 1998, she rescued Merlin, a six-year-old Moluccan cockatoo with many undesirable behaviours, and soon began focusing primarily on avian veterinary medicine and behavioural issues. Dr. Cook is a member of the Association of Avian Veterinarians, the International Association of Trainers and Educators, the Animal Behavior Management Alliance, and the American Veterinary Society of Animal Behaviorists. She has published numerous articles over the years on avian veterinary and behavioral care, and serves as an online consultant for the World Parrot Trust. Dr. Cook, or Doc, as she is widely known by her clients and colleagues, has been teaching basic behaviour classes to parrots and their caregivers since 2009, and is the founder of Parrots Anonymous, an organisation dedicated to educating those who live with companion parrots. Well, on to today's podcast. A frightening time in any parrot caregiver's life is when a pet falls ill or an accident occurs. Our actions in the moment can make the difference between life and death for our pets. And Dr. Cook is here with us today to help provide us with the information we should know before and after an emergency situation occurs. Dr. Ellen Cook, Doc. Welcome to the Parrot Care Sessions.
Thank you, Charlie. I'm so happy to be here today. This is a very important topic. I live with four cockatoos, so I know emergencies happen to all of us, even me.
It's interesting that you should say that, Doc, because you preempted one of the questions I was planning to ask you, and that was commenting on just how likely it is that if you do live with a companion animal, you are going to have to deal with a health emergency at some time or another, because the chances are actually very high that one will occur.
Well, unless, Charlie, we live in a bubble, then all of us are going to face an emergency at some point. Life is unpredictable. Accidents, mishaps, mistakes do happen. And being prepared for the surprise, unexpected event that will happen to all of us at some point is the first thing that I recommend to parrot companion caregivers to do.
I had a feeling you were going to say that, Doc. So I said in the introduction just now that it's very frightening for a caregiver when a pet falls ill or is in an accident. Let me ask you now what you encourage or recommend a caregiver do to prepare themselves for when this inevitable emergency arises.
I think the first thing to do is to recognize that emergencies do happen and can happen, and to perhaps review what possible scenarios might happen with your bird in your particular situation, to speak with your avian veterinarian about what to do in specific situations or how to contact your veterinarian after hours. The best thing you can do to be immediately prepared is to have what I like to call a hospital cage ready, which was a smaller than the parrot's normal cage. It can be the carrier that you use to take your parrot outside to the veterinarian or to different locations. Those often make wonderful hospital cages. And then also to have a towel at the ready. And I have those things out. I don't put my carriers away because I never know when an emergency might happen. So I have carriers by my birds' cages for two reasons, that they're used to seeing them, so they're not frightened about getting into them, and then also so that they're ready in case, for example, if the house would catch on fire or something like that, or if the bird would become hurt themselves and bleeding, and I could put them in a small, confined area where they would be safer.
So, in effect, by having that standby cage by the parrot's usual cage, so within view of your bird, so it's seen it before and is used to it, you're preparing the parrot itself for an emergency too.
Oh, definitely. Yes, yeah, and there are other things we can do to prepare our parrots. I do recommend that you get your parrot used to going in and out of a carrier, being handled with a towel. These are very important skills for day-to-day living. Again, to prepare for emergencies, they're almost critical.
Doc, can I just ask you to explain why it's so important to have a towel available, as you're suggesting?
Oh, that's a good question. That is an excellent question. Wrapping a bird in a towel is the best way to keep them safe. The bird's first instinct in an emergency situation is to fly away. And if they're trapped somewhere, if they're bleeding, or if they're hung up in a toy, or you're trying to hold them down, they're going to break their wings or injure themselves.
Right.
So wrapping in a towel helps to protect those wings from further injury. Also, birds do not have diaphragms to breathe with. They breathe with their chest muscles. So if you hold a bird around the chest, you can actually compress those chest muscles, making it impossible for them to breathe. So by wrapping them in a towel, like wrapping them in a towel, like a little, we call it a birdie burrito.
That's a great phrase.
That's not going to, you know, impinge their ability to breathe.
Right.
They're going to be able to breathe. Plus, these guys, when they're panicked, they're also going to be trying to bite, and it's sometimes difficult to tell your blood from theirs.
So it helps
to have them wrapped in a towel to contain their beak so that we can do what we need to do to make them safe.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. And, Doc, one further question about towels. If your bird is bleeding, how often should you change the towel and replace it with a fresh one?
Usually, if you calm a bird down, unless they've got some arterial bleeding, which would be very unusual unless they flew into something and cut themselves deeply, most bleeding comes from torn nails or, it could be wounds from another bird. But if you calm them down, the bleeding will stop on its own. So put them in a quiet, dark place will often help that. And it's usually less stressful to them to be not necessarily in the towel, but it's just in a smaller, quiet, dark, confined place.
Sure.
You know, we do see injuries sometimes when people have multiple birds, and a bigger bird will attack a little bird, that kind of thing.
Right. And I'm assuming that just as with getting your bird used to seeing another cage, getting your bird used to seeing a towel, or even better, being in contact with one, is again very important.
Parrots are extremely intelligent. If the only time they're wrapped in a towel or put in a carrier is to go someplace that they don't like, where people pick and probe at them, at, for example, in my office or at the groomers, then they will develop a very intense avoidance reaction to the towel and the carrier. So I like to teach my birds that being wrapped in a towel is a fun game, and going in and out of a carrier at will. That way, in an emergency situation, it's not so frightening for you or the bird. And, you know, I have done this myself with my birds, and things like getting a toenail caught in a toy and dangling there, and being able to wrap that bird in a towel and calm them down is very beneficial.
Yeah, that's
great. It also
great.
Helps to teach your bird a calming noise or sound. And that can be, you know, purely individualized. Good bird or shh, 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 or little noises like that are often very soothing to parrots, and they do respond and calm down a little bit with that type of noise in the background. And I've also done that with my birds, and routinely we'll do it with birds that come into the clinic too. So the most important thing is to keep yourself and your bird calm and quiet. Put your bird in a small, confined area where they can't hurt themselves any further. Have your veterinarian's phone number on speed dial on the telephone, and go in that order. Call your veterinarian anytime. I much rather have clients call me and it not be an emergency than them wait and see.
Sure.
A wait and see attitude with a bird is often a fatal thing to do. So don't wait and see. Call us, whatever questions you have.
Right, right. And Doc, how about having a first aid kit handy? Is that something you would recommend to a caregiver?
I'd like to have a first aid kit around, and this is something that, again, it's wise to consult with your own bird's veterinarian, and they can help you out with some of these things. But I have, there's some things that the towel and the carrier, the hospital cage, are the vital things, you know, that I really, really strongly urge everybody to have. And then there are other things such as cotton padding, flashlight, magnifying glass. It's often good to have a little vial of cornstarch or flour. Those are wonderful for stopping bleeding parts on birds, and they're not harmful to the birds. Mm-hmm. There's different instruments you could have, and Q-tips and antiseptics. But all the antiseptics and first aid type of medications like Pedialyte, that kind of thing, check with your veterinarian first on those. And we do have a list that is going to be associated with this podcast that you can get on site.
And these are all medicines or treatments that a caregiver can use or provide without having had specialist training.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Simple first aid. Medicine is medicine, whether you're dealing with a parrot or a person or a porcupine. So basic first aid medicine, you know, put pressure on bleeding parts, keep things clean and calm. The same things apply. So really just basic common sense, basic first aid. And again, I stress the value of a working relationship with your bird's veterinarian.
Right.
I recommend my clients to bring their birds to me once a year for an annual examination. And this not only helps me to determine the state of the bird's physical health, but also allows me to go into detail with the client's questions and inform them and educate them on how to prepare for emergencies or things that happen in the bird's life.
Does it help, too, if the bird has seen you before, or had exposure to you before? In other words, if a bird is coming to you in a difficult situation when it's ill or injured, does it help if the bird has had prior experience of you, do you think?
In many cases, it does. I'm a partner with my clients in providing health care for their birds.
Right.
And I rely on them to do their part of the job, too. And if they will work with me and the client utilizes the training techniques I recommend for teaching the bird about getting in the towel and the cage and being handled, too, those kinds of things make my job a lot easier, and it certainly makes the visit to the veterinarian much less stressful to
right.
the bird. The other thing that really helps is to have him become accustomed to you touching different parts of his body, and I do that also myself, and that's one of the things I talk about with my clients in an exam room setting, too.
Right. Doc, I'm aware that this is a relatively short podcast, and you have huge experience. So I'm sure you could answer this at some length, but in brief, other than in the case of severe trauma, an obvious injury or bleeding, what are some common signs of illness that caregivers should watch out for?
Well, Charlie, the number one emergency I see is the bird that's sitting on the bottom of the cage, fluffed up, not singing, not talking, not moving, not doing much of anything.
Right.
Unfortunately, birds are masters at disguising symptoms of illness. They have a very strong instinct to appear normal, and I have had many experienced caregivers come in and say the bird was just acting fine the evening before, and the next morning they got up and he wasn't doing well. You know, it's very helpful to check your bird's droppings every day. If you see a consistent change in droppings, consistency or color, that's not associated with the types of food that the bird is eating. If you see a difference in the bird's activity, if they're friendlier than normal or if they're more aggressive than usual, mm-hmm. you know, any kind of difference in the bird's normal personality, if you see a difference in the vocalization, hear a difference in the voice, or a bird that's normally talkative stops talking or decreases talking, all those are subtle signs that there can be a serious problem brewing there, and all those symptoms warrant a visit to the veterinarian. The other thing that's very helpful as far as preventing emergencies is to get a scales and weigh your bird on a regular weekly basis. A drop in weight is often the first sign that there's something wrong with the bird.
Okay.
The main things I would like to stress is to observe your bird closely. If there's something out of routine, if there's something that bothers you, if you have that little, I don't know if something's wrong or not, call your veterinarian. Again, it's much better for you to call and it not be an emergency.
You touched on this right at the beginning of the conversation, Doc, but is it ever safe to wait to see if the situation improves?
I don't think so. I don't think it is. Birds are very, very tough. They're very resilient. They're very strong. And they're very good at appearing healthy when they're not. So if there's something that is off in the bird's manner, eating, droppings, whatever, call your veterinarian. Sooner rather than later. Don't wait.
And you can call your vet at any time. You'd like to stress that, I think.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
Tell me, Doc, what could a caregiver do to help their bird if their veterinarian is not available in an emergency? Because that must happen sometimes.
That does happen. Unfortunately, there are not a lot of bird docs out there. And, you know, I often get emails from people in other countries or out, you know, in the wilderness or something. And the best thing you can do is to remain calm and put your bird in a confined, quiet, dark, warm place.
Right.
So that's why the hospital cage or the carrier is a really good thing to have on hand. Keeping the bird quiet and calm and warm will oftentimes make the difference between life and death in many, many different situations. You know, that's often the best we can do.
Sure.
We can only, you know, if we live in a remote area where there are no veterinarians, then we have to provide that first aid care to the best of our ability. And the most important thing is prepare for it beforehand. Don't let it catch you by surprise because
right.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Doc, can I refer you back to something we've sort of mentioned in passing a few times, and that's the importance of the caregiver remaining calm in an emergency. Can your bird pick up on the fact that you're feeling stressed or are panicking, and can that actually make the situation worse for the bird?
Oh, Charlie, absolutely. Birds are very visual animals. They are superb at reading body language, much better than we are. Birds will pick up on your body language, and they will become more upset because, you know, the birds have a strong flock instinct, and you're part of the flock, and they know that you're upset, so that means danger to the flock, so they're in danger.
Right.
So that's going to stress them more, and so if for no other reason than to calm them down, it helps to calm yourself down, and unfortunately, you know, that's easy to say but hard to do.
It certainly is.
Take that deep breath and say, you know, it's up to me. I've got to do it. I'm doing it for him.
Thanks, Doc. This really is great information. Thank you so much. Well, we're almost out of time now, but before we end, I think we all know the phrase, prevention is better than cure. We have said emergencies are inevitable, but obviously there are things that we can do to stop that emergency occurring, or at least to put off that emergency occurring. So what tips would you give to a caregiver to help them take the most effective and practical steps they can to keep their parrots healthy and safe?
Well, the most practical thing you can do is to have a good working relationship with the veterinarian. You know, your bird's health is my best interest. And I'm here for the bird, so I'm here to help educate you, too. The next thing is to know and recognize and accept the fact that an emergency will happen and that it requires some forethought and planning on your part to help your bird through that safely. And working with the different behavior things that we mentioned, having your first aid kit ready, your hospital cage, your towel, all those things are very beneficial.
Dr. Ellen Cook, thank you very much for taking time out of what I know is a very busy day to talk with us here on the World Parrot Trust's Parrot Care Sessions today. For more information or to book a consultation, you can reach Dr. Ellen Cook at the Cicero Veterinary Clinic on the web at www.cicerovet.com. For more information about parrot care and conservation, and for podcasts on some of the issues we've mentioned today, please visit the World Parrot Trust on the web at www.parrots.org. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about me, Charlie Moores, then please do visit my website, Talking Naturally, which you'll find at www.talking-naturally.co.uk.